Labor Day weekend, which means there will be a lot of discussion surrounding workers in the state. Kim Floyd is the executive secretary of the labor organization, the AFL-CIO. He says it's an interesting time for many workers.
Here in Wyoming, we have done pretty well through this recession. Our unemployment rate has been relatively really low compared to the rest of the country.
Are you satisfied with the wages you hear about and see out there?
You know what? Within organized labor, the wages are pretty competitive, and we negotiate for those wages, and we negotiate at a collective bargaining table with our employers. And I think they've held up. One of the things that have really cost us in, over the years is the cost of health care. And there's been a lot of times when we've been at the bargaining table where we've had to give up what raises that actually put more money into our pockets, and we've had to put those gains toward our health care premiums. And so there has been a stagnation there on wages because of that issue. But overall, within organized labor, we've done really well. Outside of organized labor, I don't think they've fared so well.
The health care issue seems to be a big one out there.
Let's face it, we have to have health care. You know, it just takes one really bad accident or one thing to happen within a family unit, and if you don't have health care, you can literally bankrupt a family.
Hey, Kim Floyd visiting with us again from the AFL-CIO here in Wyoming. You know, we don't have, as you well know, a slew of unions or representation in the state, and yet the few that you see and hear about, every now and then they get on the headlines, and there is a, you know, attempts to break those kinds of things down. Are there attempts like we're seeing in other states to come after some of the labor unions in our state?
Well, there are, and you know, we saw a couple that surfaced from a representative down in Casper last year, Tea Party type representative, and he came after collective bargaining for all public employees. And first of all, the only people that have collective bargaining in the state of Wyoming, if you're a public employee, are the firefighters. We get that. It trickles down with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. They do legislation, and they have big meetings, and they send this legislation around every state, and it does trickle down. But for the most part, you know, we were able to defeat that soundly here in the state of Wyoming. We are a right-to-work state, as you've alluded to, and I think it's pretty much a moot issue here in the state, but it still will serve us with this, all the things that are going on politically across the country.
One thing we've obviously talked an awful lot about is workplace safety issues over the last few years. And, you know, you see a stride every now and then in this regard. But, Kim, it's got to be of concern to you when you read about some of the happenings in places like Sinclair and know that still our workplace safety issues out there, no matter what they may be, are extremely serious. Are you feeling like there might be a turning of the corner anytime soon, or what's your thoughts right now?
Well, it is an incredibly important issue to Wyoming, Bob. I mean, we've been number one in the country, I think, 8 out of the last 10 years on deaths and accidents on the job. And to us, absolutely, totally unacceptable. Some of the things we've done, though, and I do have some optimism in that there were some really big strides, I think, made last year. And those, as you know, Bob, where we were able to, first of all, convince the governor that the problem was real and it existed. And when it came down to find the money that would fund these positions, we were able to use workers' comp funds, which by constitution we were allowed to go get those funds.
Yeah, and you're talking about the new OSHA positions.
Right, the new OSHA positions. And we were able to get that money to create 7 new positions in OSHA. Right now, before we were able to do that, there were only 4 inspectors in the state, and they covered tens of thousands of employers. I think the statistics on them were that if they had gone out and inspected everybody that fell under OSHA, it'd take them 65 years. So we were able to get those seven positions. We were able to get some money out of the workers' comp. And by the way, Bob, the workers' comp has $1.4 billion in it. It wasn't like we were raiding a fund that was going broke. This fund is very, very healthy today, and we were able to use those funds to our advantage and to the employer's advantage, because nobody wins when we have accidents on the job. So there's some grant money available there to employers. We hope they use it. $10,000 to an employer that will either start up a safety program or buy safety equipment and make us safer on the job. And we have a long way to go here in the state of Wyoming. We have a lot of dangerous industries in the state of Wyoming. But we'll just have to wait and see. And we'll certainly, if this doesn't work, if this doesn't start curbing these deaths, we're going to have to start looking at tougher penalties here in the state of Wyoming.
Kim, I always need to have more time for you. It's always a good conversation. Kim Floyd of the AFL-CIO here in Wyoming. Happy Labor Day, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
Hey, thank you, Bob.